And I looked up in the hospital room, and in the left corner of the room, there was an angel. And I just knew there was no, you know how you're always like, what will happen when I see an angel? Will I be scared or freaked? I just knew it was a knowing. And I just knew there's an angel here and I'm fine. And liquid peace melted through my body. And I just became this liquid peace. And I saw this, and he had a bald head and an earring. He looked like Mr. Clean. And I'm a clean freak in my personal life. So I think the Lord just knew that.
You guys need to marry a clean freak. Well, I am too, actually, but
you're very
awesome.
Clean.
It's the best.
So I thank the Lord. And he had his arms crossed just like this, and he just stood in the corner, and I looked up at him in the corner of the room, and it was perfect peace. I mean, they tell you that a lot, like that he's perfect peace, but I experienced it firsthand. And I looked up, and I saw him, and I was just like, okay, I'm fine. And he nodded at me like this. And I was like, oh, we good. We good. We gonna have a baby. We are good today. He did not see the angel, so no peace here. No peace going on. No peace. Yeah. And go ahead.
Finish.
Oh, okay. And so I'm on the video camera, like he's, you know, videoing it, and I'm laughing. And they're like, have you slipped her anything in the IV? And I'm like laughing, and they wheel me in. Our parents got there. My mom, you know, they waved us in, and the entire waiting room of people was all of our family. And there's a shot that I have somebody took of all the heads down praying. I mean, entire waiting room. And, you know, they brought her out, and she had they give you a test when you're a baby from a 1 to 10. It's called an Apgar. And most babies, like a 7 or an 8, and most babies under 4 have a hard time making it. And Haley was a 3 when she came out.
She was a 2.
Yeah, 2. And then I think she progressed up the table to a 3, which is a miracle. And so she wasn't doing good. So there, everyone's praying. And long of the short of it, you know, we had to be in the NICU, which is the intensive care, for about 10 days with her. And she's perfect, absolutely perfect. But they had to run some tests. And they said that she should have had, I had a strep infection. And they said parents who have strep infection, the child has it. Like, it's part of the blood flow. But we prayed our little butts off, and she was free and clear of strep. So, yeah. Okay, now I want to hear part B, where it gets really crazy. So Leah, who sang with us today, my sister-in-law, Brian's sister, she had her baby about, a year and 10 months ago now or something? Year? I don't know, something. A little bit ago. She had her baby, Cruz, who's adorable. And he had some complications and had to be in the NICU. Help me with this story, Bill. Make sure I tell it right. He's looking to see. Yeah.
Mom.
Mm-hmm. Long story short. So they're in the hospital, and Cruz had to be.